Sugata Mitra, you've just done the keynote at Learning Technologies Conference 2015 on the future of learning, and you gave us a fantastic sort of potted history of all your work and research. But in that keynote, you were talking about the fact that employers have to undo years of education in terms of people just not having the creative skills. And I was thinking about that and also the fact that business is changing all the time. So what do you think people in learning and development in organisations, how should they be thinking about this changing environment?
Well, I think the key to the whole thing is in modifying or changing our assessment systems, because our present-day schooling and present-day education is actually driven by the assessment system. So a parent's concern is, will my child do well in GCSE if he does a certain kind of exercise or whatever. So if you say no, this is for the development of creative abilities in your child, the parent might say, well, that's quite impressive, but is he going to get more marks in mathematics in GCSE? And if the answer is no, then at least for the next couple of years, leave him alone. Because that examination dominates everything else. So I think we need to change that. So I think the present system of having a curriculum, a pedagogy, followed by an examination, that whole structure needs to be re-examined. And perhaps what we need to look at is how we can roll it all into one. So for example, a question like, why is the blue whale the biggest animal on the planet? Can drive a whole lot of science education, environmental education. It rolls curriculum, pedagogy, examination, everything together. So it's possible that you could have an examination system where you are confronted with a question to which you'd say, today you would have said, I've never been taught that. But what if the system was such that all the questions were such that you've never been taught that, but you're allowed the internet? And that, I think, is the ability that the employer is looking for, a question that or a problem that you can solve, which you've never encountered before, and for which perhaps you've never even been prepared, but you prepare yourself.
Interestingly, you see employers mirror education. So, you know, we have a whole history of business schools looking like universities. There's a default. There has been a long legacy of classroom-based training in workplaces. So what's the knock-on effect then of what you just described if we have a whole load of kids who actually learn differently, explore and inquire and problem-solve in different ways? Surely the default learning experience in the workplace has to change too.
Oh, definitely. I think the workplace training model, more than anything else, is borrowed from the military. You know, that you have a briefing before a mission, that sort of thing, and then you go ahead and, which works fine for the military, but that's not necessarily the best way to handle an industrial problem or a business problem. So, and particularly when businesses are becoming more and more complex, and in its own way, more and more chaotic. I don't mean chaotic in the sense of disorder, but chaotic in the sense of interconnected systems. And we all know that interconnected systems can be highly unpredictable. So I think we need to prepare the workforce to tackle unpredictability and still respond and not say, but I have not been trained for this.
So typically, would that mean just an emphasis on actual problem solving and creative thinking versus this is a curriculum, you know, this is what you need to know in a classroom, then you need to, you know, put it into practice? Because even, and then there's the assessment as well. So in organisations, as you know, typically you might have certification, but you might have performance reviews.
Yes, I think we need to move away from both prescriptive teaching and prescriptive examinations. So to give an example, an exam question today could be, how do you build a bridge across a river? How many ways are there to build a bridge across a river? I would change that question to, how do you cross a river? And leave it at that. Because then you need a creative answer and not something that you have read up in a book.
So hopefully we might see lots more open questions in organisations in terms of problem solving and allowing people to explore and be a bit more creative in how they come up with the answers.
Yes, I think so. And I would call them big questions. So questions that don't sound complex but have complex answers. You know, I mean, I, in the context of children, the example I used was, why does nail grow? And why does it keep on growing until you have to cut it off? Isn't that very wasteful?
Yeah.
So it's a funny question, but it has a very deep answer.
And final question is, how do you see the future of learning professionals then, based on what you've described in terms of how we are going to learn?
Well, I think the learning professional has to move a step above his or her role into a metacognitive area of being able to create the right environment and the right problem which will cause the learning to happen, as opposed to designing a learning program.
And on that note, that's a very interesting proposition. So, Sugata, thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.